This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
434 here in the nation's capital. DOC, DHing for Brother Hoffman. And super producer Anthony Haney, who had to get up a little early this morning to get his boots on the ground and do what he does best, and that is blanket wall-to-wall coverage of day one, commander style, taking steps in the right direction. He was also joined by the professor himself, Brother Holder, who was also, and gentlemen, two guys who know what they're looking for, love the process. I got what Ant-Man was really into, and we'll hear more from him even later. But, Professor, what, A, were you looking for, and B, did you find it?
First of all, it's good to be on with you, Doc. It's like the first day of school, seeing all your friends out there, all your rowdy friends. It's where we spend the most time. When you cover a professional football team, you spend your most time out of the facility covering. So it is fun. It was good seeing Ann out there, and everybody was out there. So no fans, which was kind of interesting on the first couple of days. No fans, which I kind of like.
That's, you know, awesome.
It's just, there was no fans. It was just us, just us. So, what I was looking for, I found, because it was very, it's been non-existent for so long that it's so glaring that now that I have seen it, I'm looking for it every day, and it's not disappointing me, and it's competent behavior. I mean, Ant was there. Dan Quinn comes up there and tells us exactly how the camp is going to be run, you know, stuff that we would have to beg to get from other regimes, whatever. We know what's going on, install, what's going to happen. At the end of each practice is going to be end of game situations, competent behavior, right? Josh Harris talked about talent, culture, people. We have been deprived of this. This is my 23rd year covering this team. My first year, Patrick Ramsey, you know, Steve Spurrier, Osaka, Daryl Green's last year, and every year that I have been here has been drama. Significant and foolishness drama, right? This, you're getting to football from day one, from day one. Now, obviously, everybody is talking about Terry, and we'll get to that. But as far as competent behavior, and knowing why all these coaches came back and why all these players, and now this is a destination for this, a destination for players. That's what you're looking for every day. That's what you're looking for every day. And it's not disappointing. This is not a dream. This is our reality now. Finally, there is football to talk about. And the people that are on the field, because I know that's what Doc Walker cares about the most, the people that are on the field, it's going to be fun now and interesting to see how Joe Witt works with these defensive linemen, because that was the Achilles heel of our team, that you couldn't stop the run. You couldn't stop the run. The game of football has not changed since Doc Walker played it on a very, very high level. If you cannot stop, if you can't get to the other team's quarterback, right, and you can't, and you can protect your own quarterback, which is the lines, you will go very, very far in the NFL. So the offensive and defensive line is what I'll be looking for every time out there. How is that going to mesh? How are they going to do certain things with those offensive linemen that you brought in? Those defensive linemen and Von Miller. Doc, there was a very interesting moment that I caught. I caught London Fletcher looking at Von Miller and Bobby Wagner. Ooh, it just brought chills to see all that knowledge in one shot, and that there is just wisdom there. There's wisdom there, and we'll see how that translates. But it's day one, Doc. You know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But it is good to talk football. Like you said, that's all we're going to be talking about now. We have gotten through the off season. We are now talking about professional football.
It's welcome. Ant-Man, you seem to be in alliance with Professor. It is no way to rewrite it. It is what it is. What I was impressed by, again, the commitment that the ownership group keeps putting upon these young men. New locker room, new field, new bubble. I mean, it seems kind of odd, doesn't it, that they actually invest in pro football type of things. You know,
again, I got used to it.
We got so used to hand-me-downs, and you know, yeah. But these guys, all they do is fix what should have never been broken, and they do it with a. I mean, you walk in that locker room now, you're a seasoned veteran. It matters, man. It matters. I know yeah. You shouldn't think like a Lou. You're an athlete. You know, all our equipment was standard.
Yep.
They got some stuff in there now. You can spend a night in their locker room. I mean, that you spend so much time in there and around the facility. I mean, and once upon a time, to tell you how the program had dipped, George Allen was the leader of his class. Mm. That new Skins Park, he was revolutionary. He was ahead of the curve. And it just dissipated to – So I'm good. I'm all that now. How does that translate to W's? I think it does in terms of the spirit. Now, what I always look for is who is this year's gem out of camp? Who's the undrafted free agent or late round pick that flashes Pro Bowl talent? Remember that? Yeah. Remember how that almost was an annual happening with Joe Jackson Gibbs and crew? Bobby Bethard?
Yeah.
That was a hallmark. You don't have to draft everybody. In fact, you didn't have a lot of first-round picks. But you kept hitting diamonds in the rough.
Yeah.
That's what this represents to me. Talking about Terry. Yeah. Hell, I know what Terry can do. What I don't know is what the people behind Terry can do and have to do it when they have to do it.
Well, in that spirit, I mentioned to you this before, and I mentioned to Ant as well. One of the people that I am really, really, really looking forward to that we didn't get to see last year was linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple.
I think that
he is scary, scary good. Bobby Wagner, who, by the way, was the best part of my entire day. I could listen to Bobby Wagner all day long. I'll get to that later. But one of the questions asked was about Jordan McGee, and he was talking about the first year as a linebacker and his first year, how you were just really, really just trying to swim and get your legs underneath you. And the second year was really picking up coverages and things of that nature. And this is Bobby Wagner now, first ballot Hall of Famer going to Canton, saying that this kid Jordan McGee is going to be special, right? And so to team him up, he got a year to learn under Frankie and Bobby Wagner. When you're talking about a gem that I am looking forward to seeing just being unleashed, and I think actually was a little disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see him in year one. that would be at the top of the list for me, because I have seen Mikey Sanders still. I have seen Quan Martin. But that kid right there, I'm looking forward to seeing him break out. I feel that he has everything around him. And mark my words, Doc, when we're talking at the end of the season and we talk about players who actually impressed and have a future in this league, we will go back and talk about Jordan McGee. I think he's it for me. That's it for me. That's one of many, but that's it for me, because that defense is going to need him. Vaughn Miller, his age, his wisdom is going to be there in situational things, but Jordan McGee is going to be that young bull that you're going to send over and over and over again, and he's ready. It's his time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Lou, on that front, in terms of guys you're expecting to take that next leap, on the offensive side of the ball, Luke Kuechly, we saw him earlier today, have a few touchdown grabs. I think wide receiver 3 is definitely going to be one of the position battles that we're going to be watching this year. What would you say is your, you know, confidence level that, you know, Luke will be able to carve out himself a role in the offense this year?
Yeah, I think Terry not being there, Ant, is going to give a lot of people some run. We heard Dan Quinn talk about that. I mean, you need to have multiple wide receivers in that room because, as you know, we have been in many press boxes where you get down to October, November, and December. Injuries happen. You need more and more people to step up, you know. So McCaffrey, I mean, all the people who catch footballs. And when you talk about wide receiver, I'm also talking about the tight end group too. Ben Sinnott, you know, all the people who catch balls. It's just going to – that's going to be one of those units – that really, really needs to step up, because we know what Debo and what Terry can do. It's the others, and what Zach Ertz can do. It's the other young ones that we don't know. So I think that another way to be optimistic. But to that point, that offensive line has gotten so much improved, and that you give Jaden enough time, he can make anybody look good. And so that's what we're hoping. And that's what I think that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, the management, is thinking about this whole Terry thing. As long as you got number 5, you know, and number 5 has the mental capacity to find people, he's making a lot of people look good. So it's on. I do feel that for the first time in a long time, you're going to see a lot of popular names on this roster that aren't going to make the roster, because the competition is just going to be so fierce that some people ain't going to make this team.
Now you're talking. Because that's what
some
you need.
Some people just not going to make this team.
Yeah, that's how
people
you know that
like,
you really.
Oh, man, that's a shoe-in.
Yeah.
But today's prices is not yesterday's prices.
Yeah.
And again, going back to what you said at the beginning, as good as Terry is, and I love Terry, I love Terry, and this is what we've always wanted, a great quality person in the locker room. As good as he is, Adam Peters did not draft him. Adam Peters did not draft him. So that therein lies it. You know, Adam Peters, he was good, very, very good, hasn't disgraced the uniform, and I think that both sides are better together than apart. And he is under contract.
Yeah, there you go. That's the phrase that needs to be mentioned. Yeah,
what it is, he is under contract this year, so this can only go so far in one direction because he's under contract. The bad feelings and everything like that. Look, I don't really have time for all that. I want to concentrate on the other things going on. I think that will work itself out. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about dynamics of a team. And we've all been in the workplace, in different areas. If you're not somebody's person, the allegiance that they have to somebody that is their person is a lot different.
Yeah,
so let's just call it what it is.
Lou, I understand AP didn't draft Terry, but at the end of the day, he's still a top 10 receiver. And when you go out and preach culture and you talk about Terry being, you know, the epitome of a commander and, you know, everything you want – when you talk about being a commander and Terry being that guy and you can't seem to come to some type of agreement, compromise on, you know, a deal that'll have this guy in the building, I think it looks a little crazy on you. I do.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that. But we've always wanted around here, we've always wanted management to make sound decisions and whatnot. You know, if you're thinking 2, 3, 4 years down the road and you're not trying to do certain things, a player saying everything that he wants isn't going to move somebody who, I mean, that's just how it is. I agree with you. That doesn't look good. And you should have been able to get this thing done. I agree with all of that. But that's not where we are right now, Ant. What
you're
we
right.
are right now is that we are at a one side that we love wants one thing, and another side that we have been waiting for wants another thing. So now we just got to let this play out. I don't know, going through the media and everything like that, you have your agents and everything like that. Bobby Wagner said something huge today. I think Barry Sveluga asked the question about everything with Terry. And Bobby Wagner said, one thing about the business of football is sometimes you got to mind your own business.
Yep.
Right? So when asked that question to Bobby, he didn't take the bait. He was like, look, they're going to work that thing out. I can't really, basically what Bobby says, I can't really concentrate on it. It's not my business.
Yeah.
Right? And so we talking on the radio and everything like that is really not our business, right? Like it's something to talk about right now. But at the end of the day, we have a lovable player and we have a much wanted front office that is going to be a good steward of monies that are going to be needed when Jaden comes due and other things, whatever. I mean, it's one player. You're hoping that this thing would get worked out. But all the stuff that we're hearing in our business, the media, I don't know if we can trust everything that's going on. So again, it's not our business. But I feel that it is going to be worked out because Terry is under contract.
Yeah.
He's under contract with the team and he may not get all the money and the guarantee that he wants. But I just feel that it's just early on, and it's part of negotiations. I've seen it done. We've seen it done in many businesses. It's just that this thing is one of the most popular players on the team that has not disgraced the uniform and is everything that you want in a commander, as Doc Walker says.
No, I believe he is, but $50,000 a day, Slim, I ain't taking that. Nobody talk me into giving up $50,000 a day. I'd be sitting in. While I was there.
How long have we been waiting for the likes of an Adam Peters and a front office that is...
25 years, easily.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've waited for that. And then he was... When you got that, and you go all the way to the NFC Championship game in 1 year with him under going. I mean, you got to. You can't say in Adam we trust and no. everything one second and be like, yo, it's a bad look. What is he doing? Whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's not our business.
Right.
It's not our business.
And Lou, I wholeheartedly agree. It is not our business. And I think what AP did in, you know, his first year as the team's GM was remarkable. At the same token, I'm not going to say he's perfect because I didn't necessarily agree with everything that went down in San Fran. And granted, he wasn't, you know, leading it. He wasn't all the way out in front. But when you think about Trent Williams, when you think about Deebo Samuel, the fact that their deals got done September 3rd and September 8th.
That's why they do business.
Like, that's right before the season start. Like,
that's what they do.
Why not try to get those deals done during the offseason? Terry talking about they
haven't
talked.
Don't trust y'all, man, with no money and free time.
I'm just saying, Terry said they went months without talking. Like, why wouldn't that be the time where you're trying to get that deal, you know, worked out so you're not waiting for the NFL season to roll around?
That's what I do, just what he's doing.
That's our perspective.
Yeah.
That's our perspective. Just because it's not in the timeline that we would want.
You're right.
I mean, Terry is working out somewhere. He is going to be fit because we know he's that type of individual.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not discounting what you're saying, Ant. But at the end of the day, if he's strapped up for the Giants, does it really matter what happened between July and the Giants?
I mean,
with that particular player, not with other people that you know. Well, you know, you should be around to learn culture and everything like that. No, the timeline, at the end of this thing, when it's all worked out and when it's all done, are we really going to care that it didn't happen on July? You know, and you're right. He's not perfect.
We'll only have the season to tell. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Because last year we didn't have these problems.
Everybody
was in camp, building chemistry. The continuity was there heading into the season. Like, We didn't have that this year. That's all I'm saying. So only the season will tell. We'll see what happens as the year goes on.
It's only one player.
But it is your symbol player. It's the second most important player in your franchise because other than JD5, nobody's revered more than the Buckeye.
Exactly.
And
that is true.
But again, the negotiation, that's the key to it.
53-man roster, correct?
That's right, man.
53-man roster, correct?
That's why I said, if I'm Terry, call Indianapolis and say, you want a homeboy to come back and play for you? If you're not willing to get up out of here, you'll never win the fight.
Yeah.
This ain't high school. Listen, Professor, love you, man. Appreciate what you bring to the table. And if you see the big fella out there, Big L, holla at him for us.
Oh, I saw him. We both saw him today. You couldn't help but see him.
I'm just saying, make sure you dap him up for us.
I did, Doc.
All right, brother.
I dapped him.
4:55.
When you get a chance, listen to that whole Bobby Wagner press conference today. It was very inspiring.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
All right.
Till the next time we meet. Brother Holder, serving in. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And we'll let you pop in. And give your opinion, 301-230-0980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A
monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.